Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Scientists around the world really are scrambling to learn more about this new threat. And this morning, Pfizer and BioNTech, they gave in their first official statement about the likely efficacy of their vaccine against Omicron, they gave us some information. And Trinity immunologist Professor Cliona O'Farrelly has been looking through it for us. Professor O'Farrelly, you're very welcome to the programme. I must say I'm a little nervous talking to you because a lot hangs on this, doesn't it? Tell us a little bit about the study and what they say.
Well, it's a very interesting study, how quickly they got out so quick, because it's an in vitro study, meaning that they've done it in glass, not in a human. They've taken blood from people who are vaccinated and looked at the antibodies in that blood and its ability to neutralize the virus. And what they showed, which was quite exciting, they showed that after the booster, that the antibodies were good against Omicron. And certainly they had shown before that if with only two injections that the antibodies were less efficient against Omicron than the other types.
Am I right to be hesitant though about jumping up and down about this
because
it's in vitro and not in humans?
Exactly. So having shown that about the antibodies, what the data we're waiting for is what actually happens to infection rates. Mind you, us immunologists are a little bit enthusiastic, or at least optimistic, because vaccine stimulates not just antibodies, but it stimulates your T cells. And the T cell response is much more difficult to measure, but in research environments and that we've done, that the T cell response is against much more parts of the spike than the antibodies are.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the Pfizer study showed that the antibodies were less effective, we would still be optimistic that any vaccination strategy would boost T cell, or at least would make a T cell response, and that any vaccine booster would boost both the T cell and the antibodies.
So,
and the third thing that us immunologists are really keen to hear about is the memory. Really, what we want, when people say that the immunity wanes, we don't know what's actually happening to memory, and that's what your immune system remembers and keeps a hold of the specificity for when you get infected. Now, the booster is with anything, either with infection or with any of the vaccines, would hopefully improve memory as well as the T cell response as well as the antibody response.
Okay, so there's an awful lot there. So based on this study, we'll try and unpick it. This booster, this is the third jab.
Yes.
Did I hear talk today of a fourth jab? I mean, is that likely a fourth booster?
Yeah. Of course, this virus is just so wily, you know, it really is able to change. And again, what this emphasizes so much is how we have to be thinking about how we vaccinate the world, not just ourselves. For as long as the virus is able to whiz around in people, then there is the chance of variants arising. And so we absolutely have to call on our government to take leadership in Europe to drive some sort of agreements that the technologies can be shared with other countries. I mean, I'm really intrigued about this booster thing. Pfizer is so quick off the mark and, telling us that its booster is good and telling us it's going to make more vaccines. Now, the Moderna booster will be good. All the other boosters will be good as well. But it really emphasizes that we can't be dependent on just a few pharmaceutical companies.
Although the Moderna boss, very early on, denigrated the effectiveness of Moderna against Omicron. Based on what data? I don't know, but he certainly hurt his own share price. Can I go back and ask you?
Yes, but it's because he was too honest. I listened to that interview again. It was because he was too straight. He had actually done the same, or they had done the same in Moderna, did the same experiments as Pfizer did, just on their antibodies after two shots. And what they announced was, our antibody response isn't as good against Omicron. That's exactly what Pfizer showed,
mm-hmm.
but what Moderna didn't have the result, didn't have data on their booster yet. I'll bet you the booster will be as good as Pfizer.
Can I bring you back to the booster and the study that Pfizer and BioNTech have just released this afternoon, Cliona? And you were talking about the the stimulation of antibodies and T cells by this and the protectiveness against Omicron and what the early study tells us. So are you saying then that based on what you've read, it will protect against serious illness and transmissibility? Is that right?
No, we don't know about the transmissibility. No, unfortunately, and that is what seems to be emerging about the Omicron, is that it's very, very transmissible. No, I mean, what those immunologists are primarily interested in is death and illness, trying to save the ICUs. I suspect that the Omicron will still be very transmissible, even in people with boosters.
My God. Mm. Oh, blasted to hell.
I know.
Tell me, before I let you go... has this been peer-reviewed, or are we relying on Pfizer to tell us that Pfizer is great?
This is exactly the point. Thank you so much for bringing it up. No, it has not been published in a journal. It hasn't even been in a preprint version, and it hasn't been peer-reviewed. And yet it's all over every single newspaper, and here we're talking about it as well. I think it's terribly important that people realise that, and that the really important data is what happens in humans. Are humans protected from infection, as opposed to what they have looked at has shown that the antibodies do not react as strongly with the spike protein of this variant.
Okay. Cleena, you're painfully honest. I can tell you that.
Oh, dear. Am I going to get into trouble for this?
Not at all. That's why we trust you. Look, Professor Cleena O'Farrelly of TCD, thank you very much.